You are on the clock.
Oh, man. Finally, I'm on the clock. That's what I always want to be on.
I actually had my fantasy baseball draft this weekend. And usually when we have you're on the record at the beginning of After Talk, it makes me think of you're on the clock. And then during the draft, when it said you're on the clock, it made me think of, oh, you're on the record.
Are we going to get back our fantasy movie draft? It was the best game we ever invented, played.
I mean, maybe. We'll need a new commissioner, though.
Oh, well, is Eileen out?
Oh, she hates movies. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, what are all the promises we made to talk about in After Talk?
Hawaii? Amos said to remind him about Hawaii.
Did you go to Hawaii?
No. Amos wanted to mention something about Hawaii. Also, April 8th.
Also, Amos, you're welcome to join us.
April 8th is a Monday.
Yeah.
So we need to figure out what we want to do about cord killers for that day.
We'll probably do it the day before, but also.
I get in at 1:30 the day before. So that's definitely doable. Just
I get in Friday morning.
I don't know what your time is. What your schedule is on that Sunday?
I'm sort of clearing the deck. The thing about like calling a shot 5 years in advance is once that time arrives, you're like, I'll do whatever it takes for whatever promises I've ever made. We could do an early thing on Sunday. And I'm available.
Well, I told you my availability. I'm in at 1:30. So, you know, whatever travel time it takes, I won't have a car.
I'll pick you up personally.
Or whatever. Yeah, I can Uber.
I think there's going to be an awful lot of friendly people picking each other up.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that. It's just travel. I will have transit time. You know, so I'll have to get a ride.
So no recording at 1:35.
Yeah, basically. You tell me what your schedule is the rest of the day, Brian. I'm relying on you.
You know, on Sunday, Annalisa is a genius of figuring out all this stuff. And so I fully expect that she'll just explain to me. And now, Mr. President, you have to go to the blah, 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 blah.
All right. So you need to tell her that we need to do cord killers is what you're saying. And then she'll make it happen.
I'm going to write it too. I'll write it.
All right. What were you going to say about Hawaii, Amos?
I'm heading there the second to last weekend in May for a graduation. So that Monday, the 20th, I believe, I will not be available until late that night because I fly back that afternoon.
All right. Good to know. We'll keep that.
So for all those listening, the show, the non-audio episodes might be delayed.
Be slightly delayed.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm sure Tom can knock out the audio parts. It's just a matter of the other
will
stuff.
He? That's going to be the question. Tune in and find out.
It won't be as fast as I did because we're both of them already published on Patreon.
No, because I actually have to be doing the show while you're publishing. All right. That's good to know. So April 8th, Annalisa will figure out, hopefully. May 20th, we'll do the show just fine. It's just the publishing might be slightly delayed because you're traveling. All right. We're good. That's good. Then.
I just sent the email. Awesome. Everybody knows.
Email. It's for dinner. What else? What else were we going to talk? Well, we talked about this very special episode already. That was one thing we were going to talk about.
And to be clear, it doesn't have to be a very special episode from the whatever series we're watching.
No, it's like yes.
Like, yeah.
It's like we do. Let's say if we were doing it now. Next week would be the final episode of Cheers. And then the week after that, a very special episode of The White Shadow or whatever, right? Just a one-off from a diff. And then the week after that, we start our 4-episode full experience of MASH.
Did you guys see that Sci-Fi Network noticed that it was Leap Day? And so being Sci-Fi Network, they did a Quantum Leap marathon.
No, I didn't notice that. That's that tracks.
Are you familiar with the Quantum Leap meme?
I don't know if I am.
There was a very good episode of Quantum Leap. Hold on. That didn't age well. It's not their fault. Here's the audio only of what
times changed.
Times have changed. Sam Beckett had emerged into another body, mm-hmm. had a strange experience. Here you go.
I'm retarded.
That'd be a longer quote.
Actually, one of the best episodes of the entire series, and I'm bummed that it aged poorly.
Hmm. Would you consider it a very special episode, Brian?
Does still like all of George Lucas's Star Wars. Like, plays a Down syndrome person, and he wants to entertain his younger brother. So the way he entertains him is by just straight up stealing and describing the entire plot of Star Wars. Later, that younger brother is hit by a forklift and needs CPR, and Sam Beckett, as whoever he's embodying right now, says, I learned about CPR from this school, and begins to perform CPR. And he says, and he looks up and he's like, you didn't read things right because you have dyslexia, which I also learned about in that special school. And as he's reviving his younger brother, he says, ah, come on, kid. Otherwise, you'll never see Star Wars. So anyway, Sam Beckett and Bennett.
And this relates to the Sci-Fi marathon because you saw this episode during the marathon and reminded you of it?
No. It relates because it is the best episode of Quantum Leap ever. It is the most surreal.
I'm just trying to make the connection to why we brought up the Leap Day marathon in the first place then.
And I don't keep track of what I say.
Well, my wife will never hear this, but happy 16th anniversary to my wife as of Leap Day this year.
Yay. You guys got married on Leap Day.
Yep.
So it's the 16th anniversary. So you've been married 64 years.
You've been married 72 years.
We've had 4 anniversaries, even though we've been married for 16 years. Yeah.
Yeah. 4. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. My nephew was born March 1st, during a leap year. And my sister, was like kind of upset that he wasn't born on February 29th, but also kind of relieved because it made things less complicated, but
yeah. My Aunt Paula was born in the 50s and she was born on March 1st. And we still swear to this day that they just fudged the date one day just to make it where it wasn't awkward because they did things like that in the 50s.
I read something about the reason Leap Day exists where it is because of the Romans celebrated the new year March 1st.
So that's why it was tacked
on. So they tacked the day at the end of the year but then we moved the new year to January 1st later.
I'm a huge proponent of the 4 weeks a month, every month, and then just having a couple extra days at the end of the year that doesn't, that don't matter. It's just a 3 day holiday or whatever.
Yeah, I want a metric calendar. 10 day weeks.
There's a little bit of a nod to that in Kim Stanley Robinson's sci-fi trio, Red Mars, Green Mars, Blue Mars, where they talk about the fact that it's not quite a 24-hour day. 24-hour day and then 20 minutes. Uh-huh. So what they land on, and one of the beauties of that book is that it takes it serious, is that, okay, every night at midnight, the clocks will freeze for 20 minutes. And we're going to call that the time slip. And during that time, everybody, it's a wonderful narrative device to like allow people to introspect and so on. But it's also one of those awesome tricks that makes the planet more real for you. You know, yeah. Like when somebody asks, like, how long is a day in Mars? I'm like, duh, you know.
24 hours, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. That's cool. That's a cool, Kim Stanley Robinson's such a good storyteller. Like, he's just, it's amazing.
I remember, I think it was Aurora, there were two books at the same time. One was Kim Stanley Robinson. The other was somebody else. They were both mostly the same with very, very different outcomes. And the Kim Stanley Robinson was horrifying. Like, it was, let's find another planet because we're in deep trouble.
It was a generation ship one, right? Is that the one you're thinking
of? Correct.
Yeah, correct.
Okay. And the main character, it's like everything degrades because of prions, like, you know, just like we literally can't live here. And so they get back to Earth. And I read the book as I was visiting you doing the TV show. And there was some scene where the main character came back and just laid on a beach for the first time in a bazillion years. And I just wept. I just lost it, Tom.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you may remember that moment. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it was that's right. It was Seven Eves versus Aurora. Seven Eves.
The Neal Stephenson one, right?
Yeah. Seven Eves was like, y'all's messed up and you're screwed. And Aurora was like, I don't know, maybe you have a chance.
Maybe you'll be on the beach.
And then
beaches are nice.
It's seen on the beach. And I just remember crying my eyes out. It was incredible.
Yes, I do remember that now. Oh my God. Yeah. I think we read Aurora for Sword and Laser, but we also read Seven Eves. Yeah, we did. Aurora, Kim Stanley Robinson, May 2016. I guess we just read it later.
Seven Eves is, it does a good job of tricking you into like, this is fine. This is fine. And then you hit, this is not okay. You know, whereas Aurora kind of very quickly is like, oh dear, we need to go back. how could we do this?
There was another, what was the story? I'm trying to find the name of it. We read a story that was similar in that they show up at a place and it doesn't work out. And they keep trying to decide, should we
go back?
Should we move on to another place? Was it Brightness Falls from the Air? The James Tiptree Jr. one?
Hey, can you real quick spoil for me, like, I'm not going to read it. How does the three gravity problem end?
How does the what?
The three gravity problem.
I haven't. I've only read the first book.
Yeah. I made the mistake of getting halfway through the second book. And I'm like, man, this seems like Chinese people will love it.
And yeah, it's some, never mind. I'm not even going to joke.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be racist or whatever. I'm just like that seems very culturally wee as opposed to the libertarian.
Yeah, I need to finish those because March 20th is when the Netflix show comes. I think Peacock's got the Chinese version of it already.
Yeah, that's right. We talked last week about how they're doing two different versions.
Well, China had a domestically produced one, and I think Peacock got the rights to that. So they're showing that with subtitles, and then Netflix made their own.
So Starship Troopers. Didn't expect that this would be the week that Josie would watch it. But like what I really didn't expect was that she would be bored by the realization that humans were the bad guys and they were Nazis. Like, I was like, huh? They're Nazis. Isn't that? She's like, Dad, are you kidding me?
Such a trope.
It was obvious from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. This is the problem of living in a world where Starship Troopers has already been made and everyone has referenced it. Yeah.
Although I have really enjoyed going back and reading like old reviews of it where they're all like, it's almost as though he's accidentally being smart. And then I remember listening to the DVD commentary where Paul Verhoeven was like, my parents were kicked out of Germany. What? I don't. Not, yes, it's on purpose.
What more do I need to do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a preference on the next full experience?
I don't think I do. Outside of the fact that I just saw that Quantum Leap.
Quantum Leap should definitely be on the list. If not the next one, then it should be soon. I think that's a good one. I keep thinking MASH. I don't know why. Every time, I know we haven't decided, but I keep thinking we're doing MASH next.
I feel like we should save MASH just because it's the biggest of all time.
Yeah, because its finale was bigger than the Super Bowl, or as good as or close to the Super Bowl. Yeah. Well, what are we saving it for? Like our last full experience.
Until we're making more money on that.
Do
we want to split off the full experience to something else?
Quantum Leap might be too good then, actually.
Full experience is such a... So, okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Full experience, very special episode. Full experience, very special episode.
Or should we do a special episode? I mean, we'll need to pick another show anyway, but...
I don't know. Amos, do you have a hot take?
I just want to throw in that Quantum Leap has a special place in my heart because not only is it where I first learned that you couldn't be you couldn't have a black-white marriage for a time, but now that I'm in a black-white marriage, like that show, I wonder how much more of life I learned by that show's visits to the past and the perspectives and things like that.
Interesting. Yeah.
So I remember I was in Oregon when I watched the episode and I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, why couldn't people just get married back in the day?
Mm-hmm.
And now here I am, but 30 some odd years later in that type of relationship. And I'm just like, why couldn't people just get married? Like, you know, but I wonder through Quantum Leap how much more of the past experiences of typically Americans. I don't know if the show ever really went international. How much more of that shaped who I am today because I saw something on that show made seem ridiculous by that day's standards.
If we do want to spin it off as its own show, Quantum Leap would be a really good show to spin it off on because of how bizarre, like they misspelled the name of the main character in the last episode of the show. Like,
The last episode is definitely not going to be the ultimate episode or that's the problem with ultimate is ultimate does mean last, but it's not going to be the best episode. Yeah.
Yeah. I like upper first up.
Yeah. First upper loser.
We could even break it down by season of certain things or by franchise. Like, for example, Hanna-Barbera. Like, let's take all of Hanna-Barbera. Mm-hmm. Let's see the first thing they ever published, the upper, lower, and then.
Ooh, yeah, that's a research. That's a research task.
Yeah.
That's why it'd have to be a different show.
I would say for the next full experience for spoiler time that you did The West Wing, amazing show, and you did Cheers. Well, you're doing Cheers, amazing show. Maybe the next one should be a show that's not so critically acclaimed. Maybe the next one should be something that's you know, a little lighter hearted, a little less culturally relevant and.
Do you have any examples of that?
I
Zombie.
Along the same lines, like what about Friday the 13th, the series, or Tales from the Dark Side, or
Are You Afraid of the Dark?
The reboot of the Twilight Zone or the original Twilight Zone.
I like the Twilight Zone. Either one, I think those because I think it needs to be. A big enough show that people have heard, right? That people have like, oh yeah, I know that show. Not that they've necessarily watched it, but they're like, oh yeah. So it needs to have enough episodes that first, upper, lower, last makes sense. It's not just all from the same season.
Maybe it should be Twilight Zone or
I like Twilight Zone.
If we want to be obscure, we could do Rod Serling's Night Gallery. I don't know if you guys.
I think Obscure is a different show. I think Full Experience. Yeah. You need to go with non-obscure. You need to be like, all right, we're something that's read the pantheon. And I'm with you, Amos. There's examples of that where it's like it doesn't have to be a beloved show. It could be a show that's like, yeah, ran for a long time, you know, or ran for five seasons. We don't know why. Let's watch first, upper, lower, last.
I'm down for. Twilight Zone.
Yeah, Twilight Zone's a good call. All right. Cordkillers at gmail.com, though. Send us more. We still got another week before we have to make that final call. So talk us out of it or into it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to wrap it up here so I can go make Sawyer eat ground beef. That's my life now.
I only chuckle because I know the struggle.
Thanks, everybody. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.